Connie in the end there, but he, you know, his name was there, but he wasn't there. You know, oh, there he is. Oh, I saw his name again. Okay. So just one final word on 2 points before we start. Firstly, there's an interesting discussion in the Maram Chalava. Let's see if you can see me here. There's an interesting discussion in the Maram Chalava on the Shachatz Gemara about a Meshumad who does tshuva with regard to Nesias Kapayim. That's a very famous issue in the Poskim. So that's just something you should be aware of that's found here. An interesting exchange in, excuse me, in the Maram Chalava. But I really wanted to bring to your attention was with regard to the whole question, excuse me, of the timing and the mechayev of being in Yerushalayim for Korban Pesach, which is a topic that we discussed thoroughly, and which ends up being an very interesting argument among the Achronim, that's the Tzlach, the Netziv, the of course the Mishnah Melech, the Menchas Chinuch, all the issues that we discussed. But there's also a discussion of this in the She'elas Yavetz, which is the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggests that with regard to this halacha, the Hagdara of Ones depends on Shloshim Yom. And that's, of course, very intriguing, because one of the things that we've been doing is trying to figure out, you know, the time structure of the holiday, right? And what begins at Shloshim Yom and what begins, you know, at Rosh Chodesh. And then you have, of course, as we've been discussing, and we're in the middle of discussing right now, you have Leil Yudalid, and then you have Yudalid at Alos, Yudalid at Netz, Yudalid at Chatzos, and then, of course, you have Tesvav. So the din of Shloshim Yom, as we've already mentioned a few times, appears very specifically, you know, much more intensively with regard to Pesach than other holidays. And you have, of course, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, Sholem V'Darshin, but that formulation appears really with regard to Pesach. And the Rishonim already wonder why we don't have the parallel in Sukkos or in other things. And of course, you have it in Yotze B'Shayara, which we'll get to. If a person, you know, goes on a trip, you know, and he leaves within Shloshim Yom, his obligations in terms of Biur and so on. And that whole question of, you know, whether you're going to be back, you know, during Pesach or not. So Shloshim is Koveya with regard to some of the dinim of Biur Chametz. So it's very intriguing that Rabbi Yaakov Emden thought that your presence or your capability of being, you know, Ola L'Regel, or even more importantly in this case, Ola L'Korban Pesach, is something that is defined already from the time of Shloshim Yom. Again, Derech Rechoka, as we know, which is even much more specific, is something which is defined, you know, either from the morning till Chatzos or from Chatzos till the end. It's the debate between the Rambam and Rashi and Bali Tosis. But according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the din of Shloshim Yom applies to being magdir, what constitutes, you know, mechuyav or onus, etc. for this halach as well. So it's a very interesting tshuva. It's worth looking into. The Gilyone Ashas, this is why I was looking for Tani. Where's Tani? Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
There he is. So I don't know if you saw it already. Did you see it? But Gilyone Ashas quotes this tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And he discusses it a little bit. And then in his Sefer Lekach Tov, Chelek Vav, I mean Vav, Simen Vav, you know, Os Gimel, he has this larger discussion when it comes to mitzvos generally. Like when, what defines, you know, is there a chiyuv all year round, you know, for a mitzvah that takes place where the kiyum mitzvah is limited in time? Does the chiyuv only begin at the time of the kiyum? You know, all those sorts of interesting questions, of which this issue of the Tzlach and the Netziv and the Menchas Chinuch and the She'elas Yavetz, etc., is an example. So this is like a broader question. But of course, there's certainly reason to be mechalek between the different cases. In the case of Korban Pesach, you know, there'd be reasons to be mekel and reasons to be machmir, both. On the one hand, the very fact that there is a din of derech rechoka, you know, is significant. On the other hand, the urgency of the being connected to Korban Pesach and the fact that there is a Pesach Sheni, you know, that stretches, you know, after the Zman, may also indicate that that, you know, the kind of Lama Nigara idea, but in reverse, applies also in advance. So the, you know, Yavetz taking the Shloshim Yom, you know, as the Koveya, rather than, let's say, Leil Yudalit or, you know, the Derech Rechoka ones, is a very interesting kind of turn of events. Okay, so that's point number one before we just begin from where we left off. Point number two, very quickly, is I said I would just expand a little bit more before we leave that part of it on Zrizin more generally. And we've been discussing whether Zrizin is just a din klali, and it has to do with being, you know, tofes b'minag avos, like that line in the Meiri, or, you know, it has to do with shelo yeh kimasoi, a kind of hislavus, it shows your enthusiasm, or could be just, frankly, could be a chashash, you know, shema yaacher v'shema yivatel. I mean, the shema yaacher would be shema yivatel. According to the other perspective so far, it's not shema yivatel, it's shema yaacher, or it's the you know, the chisaron of being ma'acher in its own right. So there are different ways to explain positive and negative. Like, again, that goes to something I mentioned also yesterday, which is the relationship between the phrase and the halacha of Zrizin Makdim and the mitzvos, and some very closely related or seemingly overlapping ideas, like mitzvah v'aliyad chal tachnitzena and ein mavirin ala mitzvos. I already discussed yesterday how those are sometimes used interchangeably, but they really do seem to be different. But also, you know, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you know, is another one. And, you know, shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. So there are like four or five or six ideas that, you know, possibly are different and possibly overlap. And, you know, we need to be magna them, you know, a little bit better. But either way, the general idea is that this might be a, you know, a very practical question of, you know, kind of like a siag, you know, against a bitol, or the next level that it's a din klali and it has to do with kedima and ichur. And of course, the far more ambitious idea is the idea that it really is a zman, even in the prati mitzvah itself. And again, you could be b'chalik between different mitzvahs, but this is, and how would that be? Either because of kind of the model that we talked about of Nosar, as a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz develops it, where the Ikar Zman, or the initial Zman, or part of the initial Zman, again, in the case of Nosar, it's Yom Rishon is the Ikar Zman, and Yom Sheni is a kind of, you know, Nosar, Tosefes, Tashlumin, you know, addition. In other cases, it could be that, you know, that the Zman HaRishon, the first possible time, or the Zman HaChiyuv is the Ikar Zman, and everything beyond that is a kind of, you know, bidyavet or an extension or maybe a tashlumen. It also could be, and this is what we're talking, you know, more concretely about, is that once you have a chiyuv, then the ichor, especially if it's an intentional ichor, not one which is objectively like mandated, constitutes, you know, bitol mitzvah or dechias mitzvah. Again, the same idea that we've seen so many times, which is that whether you look at something, you know, as the absence of a positive or actually a negative, depends also on the circumstances, the urgency and expectation on one side, and also the available options, you know, on the other. So if you're just lackadaisical or not enthusiastic, you know, and there's no objective, you know, circumstances that is precluding you from engaging this opportunity, so then it's very possible that's called ichor or dchia or bittel. Whereas, And especially, again, if it's urgent and there's every good reason why we'd think that you would be, you know, involved, you know, in the tchila part. Whereas, you know, if there are other circumstances that come to play, then, or maybe there are other like phases or stages, maybe, you know, the first phase is, you know, long, but integrated, one part just as good as the other. But then when it comes to the second one, you assess it that way. So either way, it's possible that Zrizin ends up being a shiur in the Ikar Zman HaMitzvah or the Zman of the Mitzvah that, if ignored, especially willfully, constitutes Ichor Tchiya Bittel. And that makes it not just a, you know, a kiyum in Zrizin, but something which becomes a factor internally in the mitzvah itself. Tosas and Megillah and of Gimel Amud Aleph talks about, you know, the mission at the beginning of the middle says Mevatlin, you know, Talmud Torah, and then the Gemara speaks of being Mevatel Avoda, you know, for the sake of Mikra Megillah. So all of the Rishonim are troubled, including Tosas there on Dav Gimel, that, you know, what do you mean Mevatlin? There's plenty of time to, you know, to do Kriyas Megillah and then to continue, you know, back to the Mikdash and still get in the Avoda. So what is it Mevatlin? So Tosas has an interesting line. Tosas says that because of Zrizin Magdim and the Mitzvos, when you're Ma'acher, the Avoda, that linguistically, you know, can be justified as a Bittel Avoda. So basically what Tosas is saying is that, you know, Zrizin has a qualitative impact on the Prati Din that you're talking about. And that's a very remarkable idea. So the more we're dealing with the prati idea, of course, you know, the idea that this is a kiyum, and then, so then when you talk about the question that the, you know, poskim discuss, beginning of the Rishonim and then early poskim and then later poskim, which is what is the trade-off between, you know, something like Zrizin and other, you know, mitzvah, preferable mitzvah modes, you know, like Zekeli Vanvehu, or Berovam Hadras Melach. There's even discussions of, you know, mitzvah bo yoser bebishlucho. So let's say you could do something early, but al yidei shliach. Is that better? Or is it better to wait, you know, and to do it, you know, ba'atzmo? So all those questions are just totally different questions if we look at them in terms of, you know, kind of metahalachic, you know, compliance, like klali issues, like you should always supposed to show enthusiasm, you know, and shaloya kamasoi, being tovis b'minagava, all those kind of things, you know, and especially if both factors are klali factors, like barova madras melech, not this particular mitzvah is better b'tzibur, or, you know, or better even with a bigger population, or zekei livan beyu, you know, or mitzvah boyosu b'shlucho. If they're always klali factors, then, you know, you're going to look at that question in one way. Either going to have much more flexibility to choose which one you want, or there's some objective hierarchy if that's demonstrable. But if we're dealing with, like, the better way to perform, and especially if it's even more urgent, you know, a qualitatively superior way to perform the mitzvah, either on the Zrizin side or on the, you know, counter pressure side, then that's a whole different calculation. And that would explain a lot of what some of the Achronim think are discrepancies, you know, between, you know, the different cases. Okay, so that's just an avenue, and I'm just going to mention a couple of Mara Makomos and a couple of examples of this where we see it. And then we'll go back to where we are, which is that really the reason that Bedikas Chametz, it's certainly the reason Bedikas Chametz would have been B'tzafra, is it also the reason that it would be, you know, B'eretz? So just very quickly, a couple of the more famous discussions of this. The Trumas HaDeshen, which is off-quoted, you know, in this context, in Simen Lamed Hei, discusses the question of Kiddush Lavana, right? If should you delay Kiddush Lavana to say it on, you know, so that you can, you know, you can do it on Motzoi Shabbos. the Levush and others say there's like an additional benefit, which is min haklal Yisrael to try to do Kiddush Levana on Motzai Shabbos. But in theory, you could do it earlier, right? So this famous Trumas Hadashin says that you could delay it as long as you're not really concerned, you know, that you're not going to, that you're going to completely, that you're going to completely squander it. You know, whenever you have a chashash of bittul, says the Trumas Hadashin, you always do the early. But if it's a clash between zrizin and a better quality performance, you know, then you'll delay. And others disagreed. But others took this, many took this Trumas Hadashin as like a complete, you know, klali, general, you know, question. You have zrizin versus, let's say, a preferred other factor, you know, in the mitzvah. And what they did not so much typically address is what we're, you know, what I'm trying to push, which is it depends on each of the factors. So, for example, you know, is the benefit of Kiddush Levana Motzai, there's no yichus to Motzai Shabbos and mitzvahs generally, right? The way that they describe it is that it has something particularly to do with Kiddush Levana. So then you have this reason, you know, versus a prati benefit. And that's not necessarily the same as other things. So for example, another issue that comes up and that is discussed, especially in connection with this Trumas Hadashin, is the view of the Raman, the Magen Avram, in Orach Chaim and Siman Chaf Hei. You know, if a person is able to put on tefillin, right, but he doesn't yet have access to a talis or tzitzis, right? So preferably, we prefer that you put on tzitzis prior to a talis, to tzitzis prior to tefillin, sorry. So should he wait and delay the mitzvah of tefillin, right, in order to, you know, to have, to be, you know, to be wearing talis and tefillin at the same time, and to be wearing talis before tefillin? So the Rama and the Magen Avraham say you shouldn't wait. And a lot of the Achronim, you know, are very troubled by this. Some of them see a rejection of the Trumas Hadashin. Others point out that it seems like the Rama himself in Siman Tav Chavav, you know, embraces that Trumas Hadashin. Like, so what's going on? So they make all sorts of, you know, chilukim and suggestion. Some people say that the din of tzitzis being prior to tefillin is a din of tadir, not anything more. And tadir only applies when it's mezuman, something that isn't mezuman. There is no din tadir. So there's no issue of, it's not like, oh, you get a better qualitative, you know, tefillin because you get the kedima of the tzitzis. It's a tadir thing, and there's no tadir be'inam motzi lefanecha. That's how some explain it. Others explain that the issue is, you know, maybe the reason that you want to have tzitzis on before tefillin is because, you know, shkula keneged tarayag mitzvos, or, you know, it's simply the bond, the relationship of the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin themselves, and therefore doing them together. So depending on what your perspective is, you know, we're either talking about, again, klali clashes or a better way to do the same mitzvah. You could do this mitzvah, being tefillin, earlier, or you could do it better. But in addition to that, you know, acknowledging that the Trumas Hadashin itself may be a prati din, and that's the reason why, you know, the preference of Motzai Shabbos, you know, overrides. Sometimes this reason is going to be the Prati Din. Sometimes the counter pressure din is the Prati Din. So this is, for example, you know, what I mentioned the other day about Dalad Mina. Like the same question, like let's say delaying to do the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, you know, with Minim Mehudarim. Maybe even Esrog more than the others. Compare that to, let's say, delaying a mitzvah to do it better, let's say, Zeke Levan Mehu. That really seems like the same thing. Except that it's very possible we'll leave Rashi out of it for the moment, but I think even according to Rashi, when Rashi famously explains that Lulav HaYavesh is a problem of Zakeli Vanveyu, Rashi in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, and Bali Tosis already asked, the Gemara says, Be'inan Hadar V'leka. It's not because of Zakeli Vanveyu. Zakeli Vanveyu is not Ma'akev, Mitzvos, it's a L'chatkila. So it's in Hadar. Okay, so obviously Rashi thinks, and others may agree as well, that, you know, the relationship between Hadar and Zakeli, you know, is important. That aside, even according to Rashi, there's a difference. So all I'm saying is, when you have the question of, you know, Zrizin in Lulav versus Hadar, and then you have the same question, Zrizin in another mitzvah, you know, and Zakeli, you know, those could be two completely different ideas. And many of the posts can treat them the same. Because they're just assuming it means reason versus some other factor. But the role of the other factor, and in this case, Hadar and Dalet Minim, you know, is a defining element, or certainly part of the Kiyama Mitzvah. So in each case, you have to weigh, a lot of them try to bring rayas from the Sugya in Yavamos, Staf Lamentes. Gemara Lamentes in Yavamos speaks about being ma'acher. You have yibum of a katan or chalitzas gadol, right? So, you know, in terms of delaying, you know, one is preferred and one is, more available in the present. So is that a, raya? So a lot of the posts can quote that as raya, you know, for this particular issue. And others say, well, here there's another factor, because the delay isn't just a din in zrizin. It's a din in, mishum aguna, hikilu. Right? You don't want to delay, the resolution of this person's status. So when is a delay just a zrizin, and when is a delay, something more specific? Also, of course, you're weighing, the relationship between yibum and chalitza and gadol and katan. Those aren't just preferences, and they're not klali. They're very specific to resolving this, individual question about yibum. Similarly, the Radvaz has a tshuva in which he discusses, I think, Simi Yud Gimel, where you have two mitzvos, and the mitzvah Rishona is a mitzvah kala, but it's kodemes, even though the mitzvah shnia, let's say, is more chamura. So some people try to prove from there, again, that, zrizin, that kedima, takes precedent over quality. But that's that seems like a totally different issue. That's kind of an osik mitzvah patim, a mitzvah issue, or a mitzvah baliyad chal tachmitzena issue. That's a question of the relationship between two different mitzvos, one of which is more urgent and the other which is more, which was in the queue, let's say, before the other one. That's one kind of question. That's very different when you're trying to figure out within the integrity of a particular mitzvah what the preferred l'chatchila, in other words, ideal way, to accomplish it is. That's very different than the clash between and the prerogatives of one mitzvah over the other. That has a lot to do with those mitzvah, patum na mitzvah, again, mitzvah baliyadcha, ima birin ala mitzvos. I would have completely disentangled those two topics. And then, as I say, another example is Halanas Hameis, which I think I mentioned the other day. Typically we do delay Halanas, we do delay a kvura for the sake of Kavod Hameis. So many have invoked that, to prove, that the Trumas Hadeshen, et cetera, is correct. You see from there that you could do the kvura earlier, but you delay it for Kavod Hameis. And the Stechemed and others say that's just not a good raya. Because the whole idea of an early kvura, the whole idea of kvura, is kavod hameis. Then they get into the whole discussion, does it matter whether it really is kavod hameis or it's also kavod hachayim? Yakri deshichvi and yakri dechai. But at the end of the day, this is just a great, all these are great examples where you could look at these in a broadest way, you know, and kind of dilute them. And that's how some of the posts can do it. And that's fine. That's how they see it. But in each case, you have to look also at whether the factors involved play a very singular role within, you know, this particular mitzvah. And in Halalus HaMeis and Kavan HaMeis, you know, that is, you know, that's a great example. Again, they quote Tosis in Yoma, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and other examples of this. You know, you have to be very careful. Mila Shelo Bizmana is also another great example because, you know, Mila Shelo Bizmana is clearly qualitatively very different than Mila Bizmana. It's not just a delay, right? You can't be Michal Shabbos for Mila Shelo Bizmana. You know, but Yom HaShmini is definitely a different category. And yet, so there are some poskim who say, okay, well, since that's true, every Mila Shelo Bizmana, you know, doesn't really have a Zman issue anymore. Maybe there's also no Din of Zrizit. That's what some of the poskim, you know, wondered about. And others say, well, you know, once you eliminate Mila Bizmana, so then the next best time, you know, becomes the Zrizin Zman at least. You know, but obviously there's a qualitative difference between Shmini and any Mila Bizmana afterwards. But whether there's within Mila Shelo Bizmana, you know, there's a Zman. So again, if it's about Shaloya Kimasai or, you know, Hislavus or, you know, Shaloya Acher, Ad Sofayom or Yavatel, of course it all applies. If it's more of a conceptual idea of like figuring out the best Zman relative to other Zmanim, again, if it's about Bitol and Ichor, you know, so here again, it's interesting to note that in addition to the relationship between Mila Bizmana and Shelo Bizmana, which of course is a fruitful aspect, also the question of like extending or elongating Orlus as a factor, you know, comes into play. Say, oh, maybe on a Mila, on a mitzvah Mila, you know, perspective, you know, since it's Mila Shelo Bizmana, that's just a different story. But in terms of, you know, the Iser of, you know, prolonging status of Aura, which also may be part of the Bismillah, probably is, could be a separate din, according to some Achronim, then that you always have the counter pressure of that. That's not reason. That's so much more. So, you know, Mikitsur, you have all these interesting, they're all thrown together like in a big cholent, big hodgepodge. And then you have some of the Achronim in order to, you know, be Mechalek, making distinctions. But I think Meirosh, it's much, you know, more helpful approach to be thinking of whether or not the factors are qualitative factors in the particular mitzvah, or they're always klali. The famous tshuva, another one of the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, like a person was, you know, he could choose, you know, to, a person was incarcerated and he could choose to get out, you know, for davening or something, either on a weekday or on a Shabbos. So does he go for the earliest one, you know, or for the Shabbos or Yontif one? But again, that is an interesting question. So some of the Achronim say, well, that's the same question. You know, Zrizin versus, you know, the quality of what it is that you're going to be doing. But here, of course, is another question. And that is, you know, is it just a concept of tefillah or a din of tefillah? And it's all one. And then, you know, there's the earliest tefillah and then there's the, you know, the qualitatively superior tefillah, or the mechayev of tefillah in different yamim, you know, especially if you're talking about Shabbos and Yontif as opposed to Chol, you know, might be very different. There might be an element of Mikroi Kodesh, you know, according to some in the tefillah and the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. So the point is, we've had enough examples to illustrate it, but the bigger point is that while this is a broad question, and it's all over the halacha. You know, there are very important distinctions to be made, both in terms of the pressure for kedima and the type of, you know, chiyuv zman, ichor bitol, you know, all those kind of tashlumin, as well as the other factors, whether it's, again, sometimes Barav HaMadras Malach is built in, and sometimes Hadar Zakeli is built in. And sometimes, you know, mitzvah bo, the Netziv has this view, you know, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho in certain mitzvahs, like, is a very prominent, you know, idea. So we have to really weigh all of these things. Now, getting back to us, so the Gemara originally thought, this is very helpful to us because the Gemara's, you know, initial, as we said, comparison, you know, to me, it sounded like our Gersa in the Gemara, not the Gersa in the Rif, was that Mila, you know, Zrizin, you know, begins by Yom. So to equate Zrizin with the actual Ikar, you know, mitzvah, which is that it's Bayom of Lo Balayla, is shocking. And by the way, in some of the Rishonim, I think Imam Chalava of the Rishonim is the only one who really mentions it. Like, you know, that's not a very good comparison. You know, again, if you have the Gersa in the Rif, it's attenuated. It's not completely. So again, is, you know, are we like upgrading, you know, Zekeli? I mean, I'm sorry, Zrizin? Or are we also thinking that maybe Bedikas Chametz is only a shame Chametzimata, you know, in the Achilek day, you know, and that's just like we're saying that there's no, that just like we're saying that there's no Mila, you know, Kodem, you know, Shachris, right? So too, there's no, maybe there's no chametz. Maybe there's no, but here, there's no shame. Thank you. There's no shame chametz either. So we don't have the Coke cup, and I don't have, you know, Moshe to help me out. So, Baruch Hashem, I'm, you know, amazing help here, assistance. So, all right, so this becomes a very interesting question. And then when the Gemara shifts its idea and says that because of, you know, Mitzvah Bebeso and Ora Ner, that we're going to go for the nighttime. So to say that, you know, oh, that becomes the news reason because factors beyond just, you know, one time zone, you know, the factors that have to do with the pratim of the mitzvah become part of it. Or to say, you know, it would be enough to say Zrizin normally, Baboker, but here you have kind of a flipped situation. You have Zrizin, you could get an earlier Zrizin or a better Zrizin, you know, with the quality, with a better quality of mitzvah too. Because Mitzuyim Bebateim and Oran Ner Yafel Medika. So all of that really figures very strongly into one way to read the Gemara. And, or maybe just the Gemara saying, because of that, the Shem Chametz Matzah doesn't just begin Baboker, it extends earlier to the Erev, because that's the best time to do the Bedika. And the but we'll have you look into the Lekach Tov.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions before we go? Josh must have a question, right? If Josh is in agreement, I'm worried. Okay, I'm going to take it. He's smiling. Okay, great. So, and Eitan also, you're good, Eitan? Kasevitz?
I actually did have a question. Yeah. Is it ever possible to say that, is there any option that if you didn't do the Bedikah, Leil Yudalid, that there's still no Kiyum of Zrizus? Doing
the Ranim and the Ritva understand that you've chucked out Zrizim, aren't you still being Makayim the same idea of Zrizim? In other words, like, why would you do it at Tchilat Hazman if not for the same principles that defines Zrizim of setting the tone of an Iyasiya
night to make the Ikar Zman at night other than Zrizim? In Bedikas Chametz?
If when the Gemara says Hilkach, then it's thrown out Zrizim. So why would you do it at the beginning of the night? Isn't it for the same kiyum of the stuff that Zrizim represents?
No, because The whole point is that objectively, it's a better bedikah. It's more likely that you'll do it. And the quality of the bedikah at night is better. And maybe because it's the real point I want to make is that it's tchilas hazman, you know, like the Yerushalmi. Right? So let's get back to the, just
the whole, that the whole day is shamur.
That's shamur.
The whole day is bado.
Yeah. Right. So that has nothing to do with reason. Right? I mean, we want that, you know, that the yud dalet already, you know, I like to connect it to the Korban Pesach part. Where you have the beginning vestiges of Chag HaPesach already, that should be shomer legamri. Right? So saying that is significant. Or if you want to say it in a slightly different way, but it comes out to the same thing, you know, for this purposes. Like your bias being, it's a din of bias baduk. That's what bedikah really, really is. It's not about finding the chametz or procuring it for the next day. It's about, you know, either it's, you know, shmira, or it's about tchilas biur, like the Makar Chaim said, you know, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda and it's Reifa, so then you can see bedikah is tchilas biur. And that's how he was reading the Gemara, that, bithul bi'alma, you know, Sagi, that's why bedikah is drabana, right? So, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't say, you know, so on. So any of those views, so that's, the real zman already, when the shame, chametz matzah is there, start doing bir mitchilas alayim, right? Or shmir. Or let's say the idea is that your bias should be baduk. It should be already a chametz free mostly, or at least where the chametz is like, you know, it's identified, you know, it's like, you know, in the simulation, it's all, you know, beeping red alarms, you know, or something like that. So those ideas have nothing to do with reason. Or, you know, from this point on, there should only be, you know, chametz she'ina yadua. You know, they get that through bedikah. Okay, so that's exactly what we have in mind. So let's talk about, for a couple of minutes, took a little longer, but let's see what we can do. So let's start with the or question, which we've talked about already. Seth, I see Seth.
Hello, yes.
Hi, Seth. What's the or question?
With regards to when you can, with the starting of the, for someone to learn Torah.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second, 100%. We're coming back to you for that one, for sure. But again, we're going back to the Ravid just for a second.
Okay, so the Ravid says that you should start doing the Bedika earlier while it's still partially light outside. And he focuses on the fact that the word or that starts off with our Mishnah is used as opposed to Laila.
Excellent. So that's a strange halacha, as we've discussed. So we discussed it a little bit. It's even stranger because, you know, the Gemara applies it to Yoledes and to Nosar. Those are certainly dinim d'oraisa. Bedikah is only din d'rabbanan, but the fact that the you have these other two parallels is very suggestive. And either way, it's just very strange because normally we have kind of pretty, you know, definitive idea of what day and night, you know, are the boundaries. You agree, Seth? So the Ravid's din is a chiddush. We were talking about it in terms of, you know, ben hashmashos and shkia. I don't know why I look so dark here, but shkia and tzeis, you know, those kind of things. But it's a challenging, a little bit of a challenging halacha. So there is, interestingly, a debate, as we've already discussed, Seth. What does or really mean? How does it really translate in terms of the poskim? So the Magen Avraham, you know, and others, you know, interpret that what? What does it mean? Ben Hashmashos. I mean, prior to Tzeis. Whereas the Chok Yaakov and the Makar Chaim think that even according to the Ravid, it means Tchilas Tzeis. Right? And that is also the view of the Taz. So, like, what is this din of the Ravid? What's the nature of the din of the Ravid? There are two questions in the Ravid. What is the timing? What do we mean by this man, this or? there, the chiddush is what? Which is the bigger chiddush, Seth? Saying that it means minash mashos, or saying that it means tchilas tseis?
I think that the tchilas tseis means more, makes more sense as opposed to saying it's minash mashos, because
100%. So the chiddush is minash mashos. It's also the pashtus of the Ravid, by the way. I mean the chiddush, right? Because what's the point? I mean, is it really or at the time of tseis? So it's tchilas tseis. Tchilas Choshech.
Is really it possible that there's light at Seis, though? For a lot of the Shittos.
It could be a little light. I mean, it depends on, we discussed
it. Right, meaning, so the Magen Avraham holds like Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't say, you know, Seis, because for him, Seis is completely dark.
Could be. It's an interesting.
It's just a Ha'ara. Yeah.
No, I like it. It's a good Ha'ara. But I think we'll put this in your capable hands. It's a good Ha'ara. I doubt, I haven't done this research, that's why I'm putting it in your capable hands. I doubt that you'll find, you're going to report back to us now. I doubt you'll find a correlation between, you know, those Shittos, meaning whether you hold like Rabbeinu Tam or not, and the ones who read the Ravid fully like Or. But let me know. If you do, then I think it's really intriguing. Okay. If you don't, then at least for some people we have this. Okay, so I agree with Seth also, meaning Tchilas Tseis is certainly less of a Chiddush than Benash Moshes. So what is this? What is this thing of Benash Moshes? I mean, you know, Mimanashach, right? But there are things in the Halacha that begin at Benash Moshes or earlier, right? You know, Shabbos, you know, there's, you have Safek, especially if you told, you know, Brisker Benash Moshes, as we discussed, and Yom Kippur, you know, the times when you have to be Mosif, you know, Michal HaKodesh. And, you know, you begin earlier. But, and the reason for that always is either some sort of preparation or because you kind of want to wrap the, and protect, you know, the day. There's always a kind of a Shmira going on, either a Shmira of your, you know, from Malacha of yourself. You know, either it's a Hachana or a Shmira Sayom. There's something always going on there, right, Seth? So the idea that that's what you have in Bedikas Chametz is like strange. Again, the challenge in terms of Nosar and the Malos of Yoledes, a little different because then it goes in the opposite way, right? It's like, oh, it's already over. I mean, that's a different problem. The problem is the woman gave birth again, right? It was still, let's say, you know, technically it was before Tseis, right? And therefore, and the halacha is that, you know, no, it counts as a separate, you know, a separate malos, and you have to bring a separate carbon yoledes. That we discussed, that has to do with, again, kind of like, you know, the idea of a minion and a malos. But here it's different. Here it's talking about, there it's past, you know, it's when did the past count end? The past count ended earlier, right? And this is a new count. And here it's going forward, right into the future. This future begins early. That's a very intriguing idea. So what's fascinating is that there are those who just kind of, you know, chalk it up to, you know, technicality. The Ran, when he quotes this in the name of the Ravid, says what? You see it, Seth? When he quotes the Ravid? It's a little disappointing. Not the Ran, the person, but this particular comment.
I did. Let me just find it so I can read it inside.
I think that's what the comment what he makes there.
So the Ran says, La mishum delele lashon meguna, ela kevin de midrebi Yeshua, merlevi aminan, sheroi lisaper belashon tzach, venaki, amina mishum haki, patachtana demastisin lashon or, kedekative, patach derecha yair, because of arrived, zal.
Yeah, you're right. That's the right piece. Go ahead.
Nakat or lomar shebetchilas halayla sheish ba or adain roy livdok kedei shlo yidrashel oshlo yishkach v'kivin de osa shah kushta who sheish ba or tana or mishum lishnu ma'alya.
That's good. So what do you think? Are we happy or are we disappointed?
He seems to be downplaying it to some more technical issues of you're going to forget or you'll be lazy to do it. So I think it ties into the idea of when people are coming home from work, as we saw that people come back during Shemitah Shemashos.
Right. So again, that would the connection between that, what I don't like about it, is that, again, what does that have to do with the other cases at all? Right, the Melos of the Yoledas and the Nosar, they're not practical dinim at all. This has to be some sort of a formal din, one would expect. And yet, the Ran, because he's looking at his Bedikas Chametz, although it's interesting because it's another line in the Ran, which we'll get to in a minute, when he disagrees with Balamar, that, goes the other way. But this is understanding of the Ravid. He just thought it was like, we're machmir shalo yitrashel. I would say there's still something, salvageable for us. Seth, what do you think? What's salvageable? In the perspective, not, you don't need to, it's not in the language anymore. What you read is 100%. Meaning, why are we so risk averse? A little bit. Right? Like, how terrified should we be, Shaloy et Rachel? Such that you have to start even with Bod Yom. Right? So this goes a little bit into the Shemira part. Again, those who were here last year when we learned Chulin, right? That's what's one of my favorite Rambans, the one that we discussed. Binyamin, remember?
Rebbe's referring to Shemira of Truma.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the point there?
That you, the Shemira that is incumbent upon you for Truma is so that you're not misupik about whether this is Tamei or Tahor.
I mean, you have to protect it almost, like inoculate it, from the Safek. That's a real Shemira kind of me. Well, we're going to discuss this again in Ushmarta Misamatos in a way. But, right, so the idea that, like, you have super risk aversion, Shaloy Trashel, Shaloy Yishkach, might be a purely practical halacha, but it also might reflect, that a little bit of that Yerushalmi. Okay, but nonetheless, the better thing to say, going back to Noach's question earlier, right, Noach, is that we have to wall this off. We have to cushion it. We have to wrap it up, so then it just doesn't get to Yudalid. It's even, it begins pre-Yudalid. Again, whether it's the bias, Ponui Menachametz or the Tchilas, Bior, or, whatever it is, that would be, I guess, the bigger idea. Okay, so now getting to the Lefikach part, Seth. As we said, the Rokeach doesn't have the Girsa Lefikach, but Lefikach, most of the Girsos have it. And Lefikach, I like to say is a drum roll, meaning it's like, oh, it's always a superfluous, or it's like Klomar, it's always superfluous, but it's never superfluous, meaning it's an added emphasis, just like Klomar means i.e., in other words, Lefikach means, we've just said something consequential, and like we've changed midstream, and now we need to spell out like the consequences, right? So that works better, obviously, if we're no longer dealing with reason, right, Seth? So what do you think is dependent upon this? So here it's interesting, the same Ron, right? The same person, Ron, and the Ram Chalava say that if this had been a Dinah's reason, right, we wouldn't have this consequence. Wouldn't affect Talmud Torah. And that's the view of the Ritva as well. It's only because we've switched gears and we're no longer only dealing with reason, right? Which is, let's say, klali, not prati, even if it's prati, but it's a certain kind of prati, right? We're dealing with the ikar zmana mitzvah, an added kiyum, or something that symbolizes what's unique about this. Right, Seth? So there's another line in the round. You have it? A bit of a shocking line, but a good shocking line.
Yeah.
Seth, you have it?
Yeah, so Amar Abaye, that's in there. Hilka chai tor b'mirabanan. Klomar. Kevin Shamarta or Shaor Haner Yafa Bidika Balaila, Yotem Vyom, Viko Mitzvah Tala Bidaber, Lo Liftach Beidne, Lo Yathil et Asek Bishmaita, Beorta.
Wait, before, I think you read it already. What was the first one? Was that line? Viikova Mitzvah?
Viikova Mitzvah Tala Bidaber.
Woo. What does that mean?
That the whole mitzvah of bedika is
depends on this initial timing
at this time of this transitional time.
Right, that's shocking. Why is it shocking? I mean, you can fulfill the mitzvah afterwards.
The Gemara made it sound like it was more of like a lichatchila time, and this is saying how this is the time.
Yeah, it's very strange. Again, it's strange that the Ran, you know, who kind of neutralized somewhat, the Ravid, gratuitously gives us, ikuv. He giveth that he taketh, but he giveth. And I guess the one that's his, he giveth. Right? Seth? Yeah. Okay, great. So again, is it really Ma'ak? He's suggesting that it's a mitzvah of Eris. Meaning, just because Anshe Beis between Shavuot and Yafal and Bedika means it's a mitzvah of Eris. Again, unless he's going back, like you're going to miss the whole thing, or you're going to miss the whole night. Even then, you don't make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz if you don't do it in the beginning. Or let's say you didn't do it at night. I mean, the Rambam's Shita famously is that when the Gemara says, if you don't do Bedikas Chametz tonight, you do it in the morning. If you don't do it in the morning, you do it on Yontif. When you do it, it would be your Chametz, actually. So the Ram says, yeah, you make the bracha until the Zmana Iser. After that, you do the Bedikah or the Bior, but you don't make the bracha. So the Ram is saying you don't make the bracha after Tchila Salayla because it's Ikuv. I don't think so. That he would have to say. But I think by using extra strong language, what he is saying is that, at anything past this time, it's a mitzvah of Eris. So there's a lot of pressure. It's not just, right? So let's continue with this. Again, the explanation is the one that we've been discussing. Shmira, Bais Baduk, Tchilas Abior, right? All of these ideas. So the idea that on Daf Yudam at base, the Gemara thought that there are three bedikos, right? One at night, one in the morning, one at chatzos. What the Maram Chalava pointed to as indicating bedika to be daraisa, works very well with this idea.
Could it be that the discrepancy in the Ran has something to do with the irony for the Ravid that if it's still a little bit of or outside, then the or haner actually won't be as good.
Oh, interesting. So then it's a shalo yisrasho.
Right. So maybe it makes sense within the rivet to focus more on that.
Interesting. Okay, makes sense.
I just assume it's more pashut that it's not leil yadalid yet. I mean, the Ran still wants leil yadalid because that's the special zman. So he doesn't need it. The rivet zman is still much earlier than the one the Ran's speaking about on the riff.
So in addition to what Asher's saying, which is about the or, the nair, it's not the quality of the bedika, you're saying, well, it's really, really you want the din of Yodalah. And once it's the din of Yodalah, then it's Tchilas Halayla.
Tchila not earlier or not later?
Yeah, I like it. Could be. So the Yifei Naim, I think I mentioned this when we were on Daf Beis, when he talks about, he says, oh, the two Deas and the Yerushalmi, both of which think that that Bedikah is Daraisa, one based on Imenu Inyan Tzno Inyan, and the other one based on Shmira. He says the Nafkamina will be, does it have to be Tchilas HaErev, or just any time during the night? Because if it's Shmira, then it should be right from the beginning. Right? If it's just, you know, like matzah, there's nothing you have to eat matzah right in the beginning of the night. You actually don't eat matzah right in the beginning of the night. Right? Although, again, it's Chag HaMatzos and you've been, you know, kind of abstaining all day, you know, that it should be, you should have a taiva for matzah. So, you know, and it's, they say Chag HaMatzos the whole time. But I think that's an interesting Yifeinayim. Okay. So this, of course, is a famous, leads us to a famous discussion of the Rishonim also. Like, let's say you did the Bedikah on the day. Can you do the Bedikah on the day? Again, and will you make a bracha and so on? So what's that issue? Avi?
Bedikah day?
The Balamor?
I don't think I saw that.
Abby? What does Balamor say? Yeah. What does he say?
Balamor.
I didn't see it. You got a chance?
No, sorry.
Okay, so, that's okay. Stephen?
I also didn't get a chance to see the Balamor.
Ezra? Rob Blatt? No? No one saw the Balamor. Moshe, help us out.
So it's the Pasha of the Balamor is he says that Bedikah can be done during Yom Yud Gimel.
Yud Gimel. But the Balamor says, as long as you have Aron Neri off of the Bedikah, so if you have a dark house, you can do Bedikah's Chametz during the day. Right? So clearly, you know, the Balamor is taking a very pragmatic, he's not talking about Shmira, he's not talking about Super's reason, he's not talking about, you know, any of this stuff. Correct? The Ramban disagrees based on the Yerushalmi that you need Dafka or Aner, and it should be the Zman of Or Aner. And then the question is, why? Because even in a bias, you know, which is a fail, you know, it's still not the same as Or Aner Yafa Lebedikah at night. That's how some people interpret. But that doesn't sound that way for the Ramban and the Ran. It sounds like it has to be a night, right? What about the night of Yud Gimel? Instead of the day of Yud Gimel? Again, day of Yud Gimel, you have his reason. That's a Balamor. So they said, no. But what about the night of Yud Gimel? There at least you have you could do it if you can't. So again, the Balamor thinks you could do it beyond Yud Gimel. It's even earlier than in Leil Yudalad. Ramban and the Ran say only the night of Yud Gimel. I mean, they reject it. The Riyaz says the night of Yud Gimel for them. The Ravan, however, also quoted in the Ravan Alatar, but also quoted in the Mordechai, says Dafka Leil Yudalad. If you do a Bedikah Leil Yud Gimel, then you have to repeat it on Leil Yudalad. Although it sounds more like a, you know, Loplo. Josh, you have the language? We talked about this a while back.
Yeah, I think so.
Shalmi, right?
Oh, I don't have my swarm are in the basic language. I don't have it.
Okay. Anybody have the, it's also according to the Mordechai.
Right.
Of Kuflamid Hay. The Ravon is emphatic that you can't do Bedikah Leil Yud Gimel either. again, if it's or ner yafel abedika, it's about procuring the chametz. What's the big deal? So, because that's how he learns the Yerushalmi as discussing this. Yerushalmi says, so let him light on the Yud Gimel. So our two ways to read that line of Yerushalmi. Right? The line of what does the Yerushalmi respond? Yitzchak. It's the Yerushalmi that we saw previously, way back, a couple of weeks ago.
I have the Ravan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone else speaking.
Are you reading from the Mordechai or the Ravan?
Ravan. Should I read from the Mordechai?
Yeah.
B'nei Adam shemechadnon chadrim v'al yosen l'fnei yodalit im tzrichin livdok leil yom yodalit. V'keitzad yanichenu b'tzina shle yitzarech b'dika. Which part does Rebbe want me to read?
No, where he says how he reads the Yerushalmi and that you can't.
Yeah, I think it's later.
And do b'dika and leil yodalit even or aner, even though it's mitzuyim b'beiso.
Right, maybe someone else has. Sorry about that.
Okay. Anybody have it? Open? Mordechai? If you don't have the Ravon, you can read from Mordechai. Send the Ravon. Go ahead. Yeah. Lolechalik bein b'dika l'b'dika. Yitzhak, you just read it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, and how does he read the Yerushalmi? This is a question of Yerushalmi, right?
The Chatzir Spir Yerushalmi? The Chatzir Spir Yerushalayim, or the one that he quotes before that?
I don't have an open set, but the quote, we read this, the Yerushalmi itself says, like, why don't you light on your gimel at night? Yerushalmi then adds, responds and says, well, then why don't you light on Rosh Chodesh? No?
I'm looking at it in the Mordechai. I don't
see. Oh, he doesn't quote that part?
Oh, he does. So sorry. Right. And then you would have to do it from then.
Yeah. So the question is that bitmia or is that benichusa? So some of the Rishonim say, yeah, the Rishonim says you could. Very flexible about benichus chametz. Correct? But the Ravan says, no, it's bitmia, meaning if you're going to do Yud Gimel, you could just as well do it, you know, Rosh Chodesh. And of course, you can't do it Rosh Chodesh. Right? Yitzhak?
Right.
Right? Okay. So again, this idea, so what's the story here? So the Maram Chalava, when he quotes the Shita that you can't, no, the Dea that says you can't do it on Leil Yud Gimel, he has, again, a practical explanation. Ellie? Hyman? See it?
I did not see it.
Okay, Aaron? No one saw it? The Maram Chalava just says, listen, it's not the Chiyuv night, and therefore people are less likely to be, you know, serious, you know, about the B'dikas Chametz. He'll get to, something will happen in the middle, he'll get distracted, he won't do a proper B'dika, unless it's like on his calendar and this is the proper night. Okay. So it has to do with the quality of the bedika, or we care about the quality of the bedika, or ner yafel the bedika, but sometimes the timing, the fact that it's not a low plug, is going to interfere with that. But from other Rishonim, it sounds like the issue is more than that. And again, if we think that the shame chametzu matzah really only exists, you know, Yom Yedalad, or maybe it exists from Shloshim Yom, or maybe it begins in Rosh Chodesh, but certainly it's more intense, and one certainly could make the case that it only begins either at Chatzos, or at Boker, Tzafra, or Leil, and the Din Shmira, and the Chiyuv Biur, and all those things, Bayom HaRishon begins at night in some respect, then all these are all very good reasons why not to say Leil Yud Gimel, not the practical reasons. Not to say Yom Yud Gimel, and not to even to say, you know, the night before Leil Yud Gimel. Okay. Yeah. It's interesting that the Magen Avraham and the Taz weigh in on this. And it's interesting, it's an ironic, I think, you know, combination. Asher, did you see a chance to see the Magen Avraham of the Taz?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what they said.
So again, what we saw before is that the Magen Avraham reads the Ra'ivid as Or in the Shmashas, right? And the Taz actually, you know, seems not to. His Or means Tchilas Tzeis. So I would have thought that the Magen Avraham would be more likely to think of this whole issue in very fundamental way, and the Taz less so, but it's actually the opposite. Right? How does the Magen Avraham explain the whole thing?
I don't recall.
Mafsik Balimud? The Magen Avraham says half an hour before, you know, this man, Fort Seis, he should stop learning and begin the Bedika before Maariv. And the Taz says, no, Daven Maariv after Tzeis, and then you do the Bedika. But when it comes to explaining the whole business, right, the Magen Avraham's view is that this is a regular din of either Zrizin or Shema Yafsid. Maybe if it's different because it's once a year, so it's a little bit, you know, needs more protection. He says, oh, if it's because it's once a year, why don't you have the same thing by the Dalad Minim, right? Did anybody have a line in Magen Avraham? But basically for the Magen Avraham, the whole thing, even though the details point to a more fundamental approach, his actual view and explanation is Shemi Yisrasha, the Shemi Yafsid. That's what he's worried about. But the Taz actually thinks that the Zman of Bedikas Chametz is a din in like a Zman Mevurar. Like the Taz makes much of the fact that the Gemara thought, oh, it's either going to be at Chatzos or it's going to be at Safra, or it's going to be, you know, at Tzeis, the night of Yudalad. But his view sounds like he thinks that's because Bedikas Chametz is like something more fundamental. So do you have line, Asher? No?
I find it. I don't have it.
Okay. Anybody have it?
I have it.
Okay, go ahead.
Bigmar parchinon mechti chametz mivov shows aser.
The Magen Avraham or the Taz?
The Taz. Yeah. I can read the Magen Avraham if everyone wants also.
Just the line about where it's clearly midin shemis rachel and all that. Then the Taz.
About the wait, Reb, in the Taz or the Magen Avraham?
Either order, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, so the Taz here says, so he quotes the Gemara, you know, mechti. So he quotes Rashi, then he quotes the tour. He says, "Gam hatur hetik beis ta'amim elu of anashim mitzim bebateihem and or haner yafalu bedika." V'nira detzrichi tarvayu dal kulpanim ba'inan sha'a mivureres likvoa ba bedika. Dahainu lomar sheishinoi ba'osa sha'a. V'yesh bar roshem. Okayin hikshem b'gemara de nivdok b'shis. Sha'az yesh roshem v'shinoi b'isra chametz de'oraisa. U'b'tzafra yesh shinoi machmas hakdam azrizim. Shergilim b'oisa hikimu b'avram. U'v'alayla ein shum shinoi ela b'tchilasa. Sha'az derech adam lavu l'beisu mi'bachotz. Ela d'biasa adam ragilios bin ashmashos. Ba'od kitzas yom. Fitzarch lahamtin ad jehaner mavhik. Alkein yamtin mishas piyaso, sha'az yeshino ad havhokas haner, shuha laila mamish, va'osa shashi yamtin ye panuli gamri, shalu yimashich bitul habidika mizmana mukbal, dahainu, yesh panchinoi, shi samuch libiyaso take efdavka. Vimkein shapir tzichim kartianach tami.
Yeah, so what's the thrust of it? That you need the Siman Mavurar all throughout the whole Shaklavatar of the Gemara. Correct?
Yeah.
And what about the Magen Avraham?
So is Rebbe referring to the Magen Avraham about Tadir and Lulav?
Yes.
Okay.
Among others. Yeah.
Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah have a machlokas about whether if you started beheter or whether you started doing malacha or eating, whether you should stop at the time that Bedika comes.
Again, so you have, this is a machlokas between, this is the key, one of the key nafkaminas. You have Rabbeinu Yonah, right, who holds that what? If you are matchil beheter, the limud Torah beheter, right, then you don't need to be mafsi. Correct?
Yeah.
And the Tur argues. The Tur says, right, that even if you're matchil beheter, you should be mafsik. And these are, you know, it's quoted. This is, it ends up being the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, seemingly, right?
Right.
The Ritva actually says you should be makatzer, but not that you should be mafsik. So the question is this: what is the general standard when you have like a mitzvah, you know, and you know you're worried about being misrashel or missing it, etc. Like, you know, Kriya Shema, Arvis. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, they keep saying, oh, look in Simen, what is it? Resh Mem Beis or something like that. What are they referring to? Meaning what happens when you have, you know, what are you allowed to do when it's Zman Arvis or when it's Zman, you know, Kriyashma? To be concerned lest you go over the boundaries of the mitzvah. So the question, the bigger question is, are the dinim of Bedikas Chametz exactly those dinim? Or the din of Bedikas Chametz shaped by, you know, some other factor? Like, is the urgency in Zman in Bedikas Chametz greater or equal to Kriya Shema and Arvis and things like that? Now, if it is, it could be for technical reasons. It's Achas Pashana, so you're even more worried that you'll forget about it or you won't give it its due. But certainly if you think that there's a greater urgency, and that is Shmira, right, Tchila Sabior, you know, et cetera, then that would explain that it's not comparable at all to these other things, because that's the real, the Tchila Sazman is more urgent. That's the background. So what is the view of the Magen Avraham? He asks this question, right? Why is Bedika better than other Avot, Binyamin?
Yeah, I do. Rebbe wants me to read it, or?
Just after that line, and then what he said in one of the Lulav comments.
So he quotes the Bach. He says, "V'afal gav the behischa beheter isa b'simin reish lamed hey de'eno poseik shani hasam shehu tadir mashen ken kan shu pam achas bashon achayshin an yoser shiyishgach."
Yeah.
V'kashin the halulav nami pam achas bashana v'afilu hachi eno tzarich lahafsik im hischil beheter. So that's also Achas Bashana, so why would that be any different? The ode, the Besukha Parich, Midiktani Gabi Lulav, the Mafsik, Vigabi Mincha, Kitani in Mafsikin. My Parich, the Shiny Lulav, Shinutadir, Kolkach. So again, another example of Lulav where it's something which is not Tadir, and yet you're not Mafsik. Leib Chanalish Kasav, Dehacha, Kevan Shul Afrishimi, Sura Chamir Tfei. The Linira, the Masha Kasav, Vim Hiskel, Mibod Yom, Mari Chatzi Shah Samuch Leerev, the Hiskel Beisser, Felachain Sarch Lahafsik. Rav Beis Yosef, Sirele, the Enut Sarch Lahafsik, the Sirele, the Lahavi de Oraisa, the Readain Luigi's Man, Bir Chamitz.
So what's number one? He's quoting a day that might be Daraisa, correct?
Yeah.
And that's very important. I think we mentioned that earlier when we're doing that base. But he himself is laboring very hard to say either we're talking about Hitzchel Be'iser, not Hitzchel Be'heter, right? Or that for technical reasons, right, this is different because Achas Pashana, and then you have to handle the lulav idea. So there are basically 2 days in the Magen Avraham, whether this is the Raisa and different, or whether it really plugs in, and even if it gives the appearance of being different, right? It isn't really, right? The Gra, I believe on the spot, you know, invokes the Yerushalmi and the Din D'oraisa. Do you have that, Binyamin?
Yeah. So he says,
Okay, great. So the Gra clearly holds that this is, no, that's exactly the point. This is not the regular din that we find by Kriya Shema and by Arvis. This is a special halacha. So it's interesting. Again, the Magen Avram, who mostly thinks that it's plugged in to the regular din of Shema Yisrael, etc., thinks that, so let's say you have a shir kavua, right, and it ends at a certain point, right? Or let's say if somebody who's going to, you know, tap you on the back and say, you know, make sure you got to do the Bidikas Chametz now. So that seems to be something that the Magen Avraham is open to, l'shitaso. Right? Binyamin, you have that?
About a shomer?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. No, I don't think I have that.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll look for it. It's there. It's in the Magen Avraham. The Taz, on the other hand, seems not to see cut and base. He thinks even a delay is a problem. Because for the Magen Avraham, the bigger problem is like the problem in Kriya Shema Mariv. It's not that it's a mitzvah veres, you didn't do it with Tchila Zmano. Problem is, you know, you'll push it off some more. You won't do it. But the Taz, with the Zman Mavurar, thinks that this is, you know, the Zman is important. For that reason, he's not so inclined. At least I think that's what the... you know, that's what the Mefarshim on the Taz and also the Mekor Chayim, you know, point this out, that, you know, he's not likely to allow a shomer, as you put it, or, you know, it's, oh, you know, it's the nightly, you know, Gemara Rashi Tosas Aran Rambam Shir, but that, you know, it only goes like half an hour. I was going to say the Daf Yomi Shir, but, you know, thought better of it. So, basically, this is an important nafkamina. Okay. The Marival, Vial, who they quote, compares it again just to Mariv. And it's also Shema Yimshach V'Yafsid. But if you have a Shomer or if it's Kavua, that's a different story. But according to the Gra, according to the Taz, this would not be the case because these are two completely different ideas. Similarly, so some of the Rishonim already say that if Talmud Torah is nitcha, then, you know, kol shekein, this is a Tosar Ben Peretz. What about malacha and achila? Right? Similar problems. And again, the question then becomes how much to plug it in to the Marav and the Kriya Shema, you know, to the other examples of Shemi Mashech, or if this really is a Zman Overes, then... you know, then this has a completely different idea. So this is an interesting issue. Mekor Chaim talks about ti'ima, not eating, but tasting. So the Mekor Chaim says that, you know, according to the Magen Avraham, ti'ima should be permitted. Because we're not worried in ti'ima that he's going to lose the whole bedika. We don't care about ichur per se. However, he says, according to Taz, it sounds like Ichor is a problem. You want to do it Bismana Mavurar. So maybe even Te'ima would be a problem. Agav, you know, he it raises the question about Te'ima Lefnei Kiddush. Do you need, you know, is it dinner Tekila Salayla or Tekila Salachila should be Kiddush? Okay. Yeah. So in light of all this, you know, also to mention again the Rambam that we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur, that is that the Rambam has Divrei Sofrim, that the Rambam, you know, integrates Chor Nustakim and kind of rewrites the Gemara, that the Zman is Tchilas Halayla. Not that the Zman is the Laila, you know, when you're worried Shemi Yisrashel. It sounds like Tchilas HaZman or Ikar HaZman is Tchilas Halayla, according to the Rambam. And, you know, then the fact that he also requires such an intense bedika, you know, that works out, you know, very well with this notion as well. It's interesting to look at the Chak Yaakov on the relationship between Dechias Talmud Torah and Malacha and Achila. So on the one hand, you could say that, you know, Talmud Torah in particular, you know, you should say Kol Shekein, which is the most, which is what Rabbeinu Peretz and the others say. If you're Docha Talmud Torah, then certainly, you know, Malacha and Achila. On the other hand, it's the Kvius of Talmud Torah, both, you know, principally, as well as in terms of Shemi Mashech, you know, especially if you're worried about, you know, Mitzvah Overes or et cetera. So that's an interesting issue. If you look at the Chak Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch, he kind of, you know, is mefak fake. In his view, Bedika is only from Tzeis, as we mentioned. That's his view, even according to the Ravid. That's his reading of the Ravid. So, you know, nonetheless, he says, Machsikin takes place Chatzi Sha'a Lifnei. But then he says, he has, seems to have two deos where the mafsikin is dafka Talmud Torah and not achila malacha because of the chomer of Talmud Torah. His line is actually a very inspiring one. It says Talmud Torah ain lo shiur. So, you know, for Talmud Torah, you know, either way, it doesn't make a difference because the whether you know if you're mafsik, you know, later or earlier, it's the same thing basically because ain lo shiur. It's a very inspiring idea. You know, Mash Enkein, when it comes to the more pragmatic question of Achila and of Malacha. Anyway, so the Chak Yaakov is somebody who, you know, seems to be weighing both sides, whether you'd be Mechalik Lekula and Lekumra, you know, between Talmud Torah on the one hand and Malacha and Achila on the other. Okay, so I'll stop here. Just to sum up, what we've seen is, now, the Gemara went from a Hava Mina of Zrizin, which has its own implications, and a comparison to Mila, also with its own implications. Then the Gemara's Lefikach, you know, due to Anche Beso Mitzuyin and Anera, or Aner Yafa Lebedika, the Gemara went into a Lefikach, you know, with tangible Nafka Mina. And the question is, the Gemara was revising or refining, you know, Zrizin in a certain way, which is definitely the view of some of the Rishonim. Or the Gemara was telling us that this is the special din of Bedikas Chametz. But even if it is special din of Bedikas Chametz, again, it has more to do with, you know, Shemi Yafsid, Shemi Yisrashel, et cetera. Or it's really a din in Tchilas HaZman and Shema Ya'acher. And if so, does that either point to Bedika being Daraisa? We saw some echoes, you know, of that. For the Yerushalmi, that's a discussion in Yifei Naim. For the Gra, the day that the Magen Avram quotes, etc. Or even if it isn't Daraisa, the idea that it is connected, you know, to Bir Chametz, you know, or to Shmira, you know, to something more fundamental. Again, the Ran's line about, you know, it being Ma'akev, although it doesn't certainly mean that you wouldn't make a bracha. You know, he means you're losing something irrevocable. You're losing Tchilas HaZman. So how that then plugs in to some of the, to the case of the Gemara, the Talmud Torah, and there are a few things. Number one, Hitchil Beheter, you know, whether you're Mafsik, even hitchil beiser, you know, whether you're well, not beiser, whether you're going to be mafsik if you have other means of controlling shema yisrashel the shema yafsid, you know, does that matter or not? Because you're still losing, you know, tchilas, you know, hazman. What about things like te'ima and malacha and achila? And how do you understand the Ravids? And several other issues as well. And of course, the Balamor, Ramban, Ran, Chidush Anshei Shem, you know, Ravon, Maram Chalava, meaning what is the status of Yom Yud Gimel, Kodem Leil Yud Dalet? What is the status of Leil Yud Gimel? And again, are those, you know, more technical questions, or really do they touch on the very nature of Bedikas Chametz as a kind of Techilas Biur or you know, Bias Baduk or Shmira, etc. Okay, so these are some of the issues and some of the Afmidas. So now I want to pick up with, I'm not sure if we have another time this week or not, the logistics of this a little challenging. So we'll be in touch. We'll try to figure out, try to get one more in. Are people available on Thursday if we, you know, have it, or people going away for, I know not people are so many going, people aren't going away as much as they usually do. Maybe just let, you know, somebody know, I guess Avram or Avrami or Josh or whoever, if that's a possibility or not, because that might be logistically easier for me. But the next topic is the topic of Socher Maaskir. So again, look at the Gemara Bamitzia, Daf Kuf Aleph, and Nunvav. Just, you know, and as I say, the Rishonim Al Atar, the ones I think I gave you to look at, Rabbeinu David, Ram Chalava, of course, Rashi. Look at the Rashash, what he says about Rashi. The issue to look out for is, what really is the suffix of the Gemara? There are really two issues, you know, at play and their interaction. One is, of course, Tzvi. I see Tzvi's there. See, what are the two issues in the just to frame the question for us, in the Masker Socher issue? What would you say?
Not exactly sure, but maybe like whether it's likely or not, like the reality of the case, like whether it's likely or not that it was checked, or who is like responsible for it.
No, the first question, I'm not talking about Cheskas Baduk, I'm talking about Ala Socher Lahaskir or Ala Masker Lahaskir. I love though. Everybody agrees it needs to be Bedika, but who does the Bedika? What do you think that question is about?
Maybe is it like have to do with the house needs to be checked, or like the person who's about to
exactly
and pays so out there, need to
exactly. The question is it a din of the bias, especially like everything we've just said, including today. Right, we've been building this idea that maybe this didn't bias baduk or shmira, those kind of things. So ala socher livdok or lamasker livdok, one would think includes several components. One is what is this bidik about? Is it about the makom, or is it about, you know, the owner of the chametz? That's if you assume that the socher is the address for the makom, and that the maskir, it's his chametz, is the address for the chametz. The problem is that it's complicated by a few other things. For example, is it so obvious that the makom is a din in the socher? Right. In general, the real owner remains the maskir. Right. So that's one issue. The other issue is: are we worried? Is Bal Yira by Matze driving this, or is this just a bedika halacha? And in Bal Yira, you know, if I'm not in the house anymore, you know, does that matter? You know, does the person who's living in the house have responsibility for Jewish chametz, you know, that belongs to someone else? Like we know the halacha is in Bal Yira is, you know, shalcha ataro yataro shalachirim v'shal gavoa. But what about shal hefker? And what about Shal Chavercha? Right? So some of these issues we're going to pick up with on Daf Hei and Vav, but let's at least just to be aware, that's what makes this whole Socher Maskir few lines in the Gemara are very difficult. And the Gemara's comparison to mezuzah, you know, is a complicating factor too. Okay, so that's what we want to pick up with next year. Okay? Okay, so we'll figure out exactly when. Just let me know also if Thursday's a possibility or not. If it's not, then we'll just have longer on Sunday to catch up.
Is there definitely no shiur tomorrow?
Yeah, no, tomorrow I can't. Logistically, I can't do it. Okay.